Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend, Tony Ward, on the show. Tony is the president of the America's Division of Xero. He's got a many years' experience with in the tech world, Microsoft, SurveyMonkey, Dropbox, etc. He started his own company, Business 365. He's a small business expert as well, and he's here to talk to us about the impact of the coronavirus, including some global research. Tony Ward, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Very excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. And so one of the things that I've been tracking, obviously, very closely has been the coronavirus. In fact, I started reporting on this the 1st of February. I started doing interviews on the coronavirus. I wrote a Black Swan article the middle of February. And so I've been tracking this thing for a long time. And one of the things that's been the most interesting to me has been the impact of the shutdown, the imposed shutdowns of the economy. And I believe that over the next 12, 24, 36, 60 months, different research will come out that will show the unintended consequences, but the very severe consequences the shutdown caused that may wind up being more harmful than the disease would have been. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've done some research, and you can see that as the shutdown started, business in general and small business twice as affected as larger business really tanked. And then, obviously, as different markets started to open up, things sort of returned to, let's call it a new normal. But yes, I think there are other consequences, particularly around mental health, that are going to play out for some time. In fact, some of the research that we did say, you know, 40% of small businesses are worried about their mental health, their staff, and 60% their own personal mental health. Because, I mean, we're a small business. We created a category of small business cloud accounting out of New Zealand 14 years ago. And really, our model is to help small businesses with an accountant or bookkeeper and advisor to actually help their business to be more successful. So what we've seen is accountants and bookkeepers on the front line talking to small businesses and dealing with, you know, everything from losing my business to potentially losing my house. So a real challenging time laying off employees. And then, of course, you put on top of that the health risk that everyone's dealing with. And your kids at home, it's been a big challenge. And as we know right now in the United States, you know, it continues, and it looks like we're heading into another challenging time.
Maybe another period. You know, one of the things that I pointed out many times on the show and in my column, my syndicated column, is that when a small business collapses, at least one family collapses. And that,
yeah.
I think that's the kind of a dramatic thing that the people who shut things down, who try to shut things down, I think if they thought of that, if they'd internalized that, intellectualized that just a little bit, that when I shut down a business, I'm shutting down, I'm collapsing a family, and if they have employees, it's more than one family. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, you look at the number of people that are employed by small businesses, it's like half of the workers in the U.S. and something like 99% of the companies. It is the engine room for all Western economies, small business. And certainly it's been hit twice as hard because generally they don't have the cash reserves, of course, that a larger business has, don't have the borrowing facilities, you know, struggling to get access to some of the government programs. In fact, one of the things we had straight out of the gate was we set up a site on our website called Behind Small Business, which if you go to xero.com/behindsmallbusiness, which was really providing small businesses, in layman's terms, access to all the government programs
right.
in the markets that we're in, because some of them are really, really complicated. And, you know, small businesses don't have time or sometimes the experience to go through these really complex government websites to figure out what should I actually do. And the other thing that we found was a lot of our small businesses and their accountants and bookkeepers really hadn't adopted some of the cloud tools. Like the first quarter of the year for us, which is starting in April, we basically took our entire sales force and trained our accountants and bookkeepers how to use tools like Zoom and Slack.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't know how to communicate
you had to
in
shift.
A virtual world.
And every small business has had to do that as well. Hold on to that thought. Tony, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Tony is the president of the America's Division for Zero, Tony Ward, and I will be right back with more on the research that they found around the world. I've got some global questions for you. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.